So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latter. Hope you're well today. It's a warm one here in Spain, melting. But in this video, I want to talk to you about consumerism, debtism, because that is an ism, and investingism. I think it was John Lennon who says, don't be an ism. But that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's talk about debt first of all. And it's this concept, okay, around this idea of going out and buying stuff, like buying a shirt for £50, let's say. And I think about buying a shirt for £50 and I look at it and I try it on and I don't like it, or I do like it, and maybe I even love it. And then I put it back on the shelf and I walk out the shop. And so what's that about? What's going on there? And so what goes through my mind is every time I buy something, you know, a £50 shirt is a share that I cannot invest in AT&T, for example, or 100 of those shirts or 1,000 of those shirts over a long period of time. And I say shirts, but there might be a new laptop or a new car or new trousers or a new house or a new big screen TV. But it all adds up. And that money that is spent in that consumerism, getting either further into debt, or if I'm using my own cash, which I am, because I'm not using credit card debt, just spending the money that I have, which means I can't spend the money that I had into something that's going to generate income. So one takes money out of your pocket, and the other, yeah, takes money out of your pocket to begin with, but then it starts putting it back in a little bit today, more tomorrow, even more in 20 years' time. And this is the difference that I see between those people who are constantly complaining they've got no money, constantly waiting for payday, constantly hate rich people, and the wealthy people who are kind of not understanding, why are you buying a new big screen TV? Why are you getting a new car? Why are you out partying Friday night, Saturday night, Thursday night, Monday night? Why not go out once a month instead of every weekend, right? Why not go out a Saturday instead of Fridays and Saturdays? So instead of eight nights a month, Friday and Saturday, why don't you go out four nights and save that money? You know, if you're spending 50 quid a night and you go out eight nights, you cut it down, you're saving £200 a month. That's £2,500. And £2,500 is not a lot of money, but it's a start. And if that £2,500 can pay off your credit card debt, which is costing you 20%, and by the way, you shouldn't be even thinking about investing in stocks and shares and property and all this extra stuff. If you've got consumer debt, what are you doing? You've got credit card debt at 20%. You've got car loans at 10 or 15%. Show me an asset that's going to get you between 10 and 15% regularly every single year. It doesn't exist like it might do. You might get lucky. But it's high risk. You don't want to go down that path. You want to go down the path of paying down your debt. Any spare money that you get, if you're going out on Friday and Saturday night and you still got consumer debt, you need to have a serious rethink about that and go back to paying down debt. Honestly, there used to be a saying back when I used to work in IT in a different lifetime, and the saying was, you never got fired for buying IBM. I think that was it. And that was true until Dell came along. And Dell just completely ripped up the whole marketplace. And to this day, Dell's obviously a powerhouse in the IT and computer stuff. And that's who I used to work for, in fact. But there is also an equivalent. You never get fired for paying down debt. Paying down debt is never a bad thing. It can only be a good thing. Even if it's mortgages at 2% and you're saving 2%. I would rather save 2% than spend 20% on a credit card. Obviously. I would much rather spend or save 2% and put that £50 on a shirt and pay off a 2% interest rate. I would much rather that, because in 20 years' time, my life improves. In 20 years' time, that shirt doesn't even exist. It's in the bin. I don't even know what it is anymore. But you guys need to start thinking about, what are you doing with your consumer debt? If you've got car debt, personal contract hire, Dan, I don't do debt, personal contract hire. Well, it's still £300 a month. Imagine putting £300 a month into AT&T that then grows. Or like right now, Tesla went from $500 to $2,000 in less than 6 months. Like, imagine that, putting the money that you save, that £3,500 into Tesla. And it's now, I don't know, four times that amount. So that's $3,500, that's £14,000 in 6 months. Because the money that you saved every single month instead of buying a car has and I almost said it, we'll buy you a nicer car. But the idea is not to buy a nicer car. The idea is to get financial freedom. Trust me on this. You get to financial freedom, you don't need a nicer car. You wake up on a Monday, you go down to the beach. We woke up at 6 o'clock, 6:30 yesterday morning, still tired from it. But we got up, we went down to the beach and we watched the sunrise. And that feeling, just me, my daughter and my wife, I went swimming at 7 a.m, just after 7 as the sun was coming up. Beautiful. Beautiful feeling. That feeling is better than driving a Lamborghini, driving a Ferrari, which are expensive items that takes money out of your pocket. Now, don't get me wrong. At some point, we might buy that stuff, but we only buy that stuff from our income, from our assets. We don't buy it from a job that we have to keep going to. I don't want to be, you know, right now, for example, we've got the digital marketing agency, and you know what, in 5 years time I might not want to do digital marketing, but I don't want to have to buy a Ferrari and then have to do digital marketing to pay for the Ferrari. That's not what makes sense. And in fact, what we do with a digital marketing agency is any profits that come out of that, they go into investing in something longer term. We might take them as dividends, we might push it out as a pension contribution. So, and by the way, I'm only 7 years away from 55, so I can draw that down. And it deducts off my corporation tax, very tax-efficient way of doing it, but you can't access it straight away. But all sorts of different things that you could do, but not if you're carrying consumer debt, not if you're carrying car debt, not if you've got personal loans and personal contract hire. Get rid of all that. Buy yourself a Nissan X-Trail for a grand. It's one of the cars that I used to have. Great, very fuel economy. And if you're into property, it's got a big space in the back to chuck sofas and all sorts of stuff in there. Wonderful. Never have to pay for another car again. Just keep repairing that one. Oh, it costs you more in the long run. No, it bloody well doesn't. Are you spending £300 a month on a £1,000 Nissan X-Trail? No, of course not. So it's a ridiculous thing to say. And actually, in 12 months' time, 2 years' time, 3 years' time, 4 years' time, when you may come to selling that car, what you bought £1,000 for, you sell it for £700. You've only lost £700 on the damn car in the first place. Amazing. That's what you should be doing. Until you reach a point where the dividends coming in pays for your house, pays for your lifestyle, pays for your nights out, pays for your Ferrari. At that point, then yes, you can take your foot off the accelerator a little bit and start to live and start to enjoy life. If you don't do any of that, you're going to be in work until you're 67. That's the pension age right now, folks. You might get lucky. You're going to have this as a problem. You're going to have to start seriously looking at what are you going to do in terms of saving. It's a long, hard slog. It takes plenty of time. But at 48, and we've been in this position, this situation for quite a number of years now, we don't have to work. My wife goes to school. We've had numerous conversations. You know, you don't need to go to school and work. She wants to. What else are you going to do? She's going to have to stay at home with me all day. It's the last thing she wants. So drive her insane. So that's why she keeps going to work. Because it's not about the money, but it's about all the network and the support and the emotional friendship and all that kind of stuff. That's why she does it. We want you to be in exactly that situation as well, so that if next year she goes, you know what, I'm not going to work, great, not a problem. Our lifestyle is not impacted at all, because our income comes from our assets that generate cash flow all the time. And we're very lucky, and I touch wood, there's no wood around here, I touch wood, that our assets continue to pay for our lifestyle during lockdown, during COVID-19. And luckily, they were residential assets, not corporate assets, not commercial. Otherwise, we would have been in trouble. So we're very fortunate for that, and we're very grateful for that as well. But it could have been that we had zero assets. It could have been that I was still working for a computer company, pulling my hair out and nearly having car accidents every day, being late to yet another appointment that was impossible to get to in time. 15 appointments a week, up and down the country. It just wasn't doable at all. It's just ridiculous. What a ridiculous KPI to even have. Just ridiculous. You can spend all week with one client closing a £10 million deal, or you can do 15 clients and close 1 million. But the key here for you, pay down your credit card debt, pay down your loans. I know it's hard. Cut back on your coffee. When we went to the beach, I had a coffee in a travel mug. I went out this morning, had to go to the bank. I didn't stop at Starbucks. I had a coffee in a travel mug, cost me 10 pence. That's how we roll. And that's how you need to roll until you've got enough money where it doesn't actually matter. Sometimes I will pay for Starbucks, but it's very rare. It's more like a treat. But I don't need to. I don't need to, because I'm not in that role where I feel the need. I have to have the best all the time. I'm in a Primark t-shirt. And it doesn't matter. I look at Hugo Boss t-shirts and I think, oh, yeah, that looks really cool. But then what's the point? Who am I impressing? I'm not impressing anybody other than myself, and I don't need to be impressed by that stuff. The way that I impress myself is, ooh, Tesla's gone up another 4%. Ooh, let's buy some of that. That's how I get my kicks these days. And it's not by buying fancy cars, going on nice holidays, although the holidays and travelling we do a lot of anyway. But the key for you right now is to pay down your debt as fast and as quick as you can. And you make whatever sacrifices you need in order to do that. Because in 3 to 5 years time, when you're out of consumer debt and out of car loan debt and out of credit card debt, the way that you then start investing will shape the way that you live your life in ways that are unimaginable right now until you actually get there. I get so excited and I'm constantly looking at shares, what to buy on the long term, what the dividends are, how many shares I can get and how that will impact my portfolio and all the tax implications on that. That's what actually gets me excited these days, not what car can I buy and get into further consumer debt just to impress people who I don't even know, and they're probably not even looking anyway. And even if they are looking, they're thinking I'm a wanker. So what's the point? All right, hope that's useful for you. Some controversial things in there, but that's the whole point of doing these, right? The point of communicating with you is to get these ideas out to show you that even someone who, you know, got 5 GCSEs at school, didn't get a degree, can get there, be financially free. It takes time and it takes effort and it takes focus, but you can do it as well. Hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next video. If you've got any comments, just drop them down in the box down below and we'll speak to you soon. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.